Dr. Helen Mayberg is a neurologist at Emory University and one of eight researchers who conducted the study.
We know there are abnormalities in the brain when people are depressed, and we know that different treatments impact those brain abnormalities in different ways.
Before giving study patients treatment, Mayberg's team used a brain scan to look at how a region of the brain known as the anterior insula was breaking down sugar.
If you had an overactive insula, so its sugar metabolism was higher than the rest of the brain, you did great with drug. But if you had that pattern and had gotten therapy, it didn't touch you.
And the reverse was true. If a patient's insula was underactive, medication proved ineffective while therapy worked. Mayberg says this is the first time a so-called biomarker has been pinpointed as a potential indicator for treatment. But she adds future studies are needed to replicate the findings. The article is published in the latest Journal of the American Medical Association, Psychiatry. Jim Burris, WABE News.